Hi, this is Cy Kellett, the host of this program, Catholic Answers Live. I've got a special request just for you, that person who listens to the recorded episode of our live program. Right now, we're in the midst of our August 2022 radio fundraising drive, and we've got this generous donor who gave us 15 grand and said, match those donations from the listeners to the recorded program. So could you help us to continue to provide this content to the world? If you just take 90 seconds to make your donation at givecatholic.com between now and August 15th. Each gift from those who listen to the recorded version of this show will be matched dollar for dollar up to $15,000. Givecatholic.com. Thanks for your support. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your hyped up and ready to go host. We got 2 hours of open forum today. Jimmy will be here with us second hour, Jimmy Akin. First hour, Tim Staples. Tim, of course, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, and just one of the great ones. Loves to go out and talk about the faith. That's one of the things he gets to do because of your support of Catholic Answers, but also an author of quite a few things, including Behold Your Mother, a biblical and historical defense of the Marian doctrines. And if you ask him about Jesus, he won't stop until you're Catholic. You just said 3 a.m, 4 a.m. I know he's done it. Tim, welcome.
Great to be with you, brother.
And I mentioned that your travels are in part made possible by our donors because Amen. We need some donors today. This is the last day of our August pledge drive.
Yes, we do. And folks, yeah, I will say it right from the start. I'm nervous. We've got Cy Kellett, Mr. Faith, rock solid. Nothing phases him. But yes, I'm nervous. We've got to raise $95,000 today, folks. But you know what? I am excited about it today because I really believe we are going to raise this. I was thinking, Cy, about that vote that Chris came in yesterday and talked about in Kansas, which was really disappointing. As many of you know, it was the first vote held on a state level to create a constitutional amendment to the state's constitution that would have eliminated abortion. And it lost by about 18.5 points, which is
That's pretty big.
It wasn't really close. And you know, and that is devastating. And yet, in some ways, it doesn't surprise me, Cy, and because really that amendment was called Save Both. It was very Catholic, by the way. You know, the idea of you don't kill an innocent person under any circumstances. But folks, we got to understand, there's not a single Protestant denomination in the world that is pro-life absolutely the way the Catholic Church is. I mean, even the Southern Baptist, the largest Baptist denomination in the world, they are pro-death when it comes to the life of the mother being in danger. And they're the most pro-life of all. But when you get to the Evangelical Lutherans, the Presbyterian USA, the United Methodists, and those are the largest Lutheran, Presbyterian, and Methodist denominations in the world, they are absolutely pro-abortion to a degree it would shock you. We don't have time to get into details, but folks, this is why we need to evangelize. Because when it comes down to these matters of abortion and taking care of it, we are hamstrung when we have millions and millions of Christians who don't stand with us because they don't know the truth concerning the dignity of the human person and the right to life. And so, folks, let me tell you, in this culture in which we live, there is simply there's never been a more important time than now for Catholic Answers to be here on the air, for Catholic voices to go out over the airwaves and present the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess, and the fullness of the truth concerning the moral law. Lives are at stake here, my friends, both on the natural level and, of course, the salvation of souls. So, folks, let me tell you, we've got to make this match, this first hour of 20,000 that will be doubled, right? We've got to make that match the next hour. We've got to raise this 95,000, and we've got to go beyond. Folks, we need to proclaim the gospel. Folks, we can't do it without you. So I need you right now to be bold. Be that first person to call in right now at 888-291-8000. Actually, we just had the first person call. Okay, praise God for that. But we need you to call right now, and we need donors, my friends. We need those $25 a month donors. We need those $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 givers. And I know we had a couple yesterday.
Yeah.
But, of $5,000 donors, but we
$6,000.
We've not had that first $10,000 donor, and I am going to be all over you until we get that call today. And I'm going to be calling from to make sure in the second hour when Jimmy's on, if we haven't had it yet, that it comes in. But folks, serious business here. We need your help. You know we are here for you 24/365. We are here. We're asking you to be there for us now. Please pick up the phone, 888-291-8000. Right now, we need a good start. We had a slow start yesterday and a slow start the day before, but we need a good start right now. Again, pick up that phone, folks. Give that $25 a month donation. You can't invest better than in the kingdom of God and the salvation of souls. That's 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And remember, you can text Catholic to 24365, folks. Please, we need you now.
I'm going to go to the phones and let Tim answer some questions because we don't like to stop doing what we're here to do, which is answer questions about Jesus and his church. But let me let you know one more time what's on the line, and then we'll go to those phone calls. First of all, we have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. Anybody who calls, any amount given up to $20,000 is matched dollar-for-dollar. We also have a second match. If you start a new monthly pledge, maybe you've been listening for a long time and haven't made that monthly pledge. If you start a new monthly pledge, you qualify for the part of that $20,000 match, but then everything that you pledge is also matched again for the whole year. So you make a $10 a month pledge. It gets matched by our donor who gave us the $20,000 match, and it gets matched again by other donors who gave us money for those new monthly pledges. So perfect time to do that. I'm going to let the phones fill up here. I hope we get four more and we'll fill up the lines. And we haven't filled up the lines once yet in our third day of doing this.
Let's do it.
Pick up the phone and call right now, 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. A lot of money to raise today, $94,000. It's not easy to do, but with your help, we'll be able to get there. Let's go to the phones. On the phone, we have Matthew in Eddington, Ohio, listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Hang on, Matthew. Let me just get to your line. Go ahead, Matthew, with your question.
All right. So my question is how are we able to resolve this issue with our Pope participating in a pagan ritual when we are taught that we are not to do that? And he seems to be A-okay with that. And that is just a huge no-no.
Okay, great question, Matthew. And he absolutely did nothing contrary to our faith. Remember, what he did was simply allow an Aboriginal to pray to the one true God. And if you listen to the prayer, that's who he was praying to. And he was praying for the Pope, for all of us as Catholics, and for unity. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. And I think I really appreciate your call, because there has been a lot of confusion about this that stretches back to Pope St. John Paul the Great in his famous two Assisi prayer gatherings, where he too was accused of all sorts of things, from heresy to communio in sacris and with pagans and whatnot, and none of it was true. The fact is, we are absolutely forbidden from participating in the sense of communio in sacris with, you know, even Protestant communities, for example. We can't receive communion over there, ordinarily. In fact, I'd say the prohibition is pretty much absolute there. But even with our Orthodox friends, barring certain exceptions, we cannot participate in what's called communio in sacris, in the sacred rites that are akin to us receiving communion. And the Pope did not do that. This was a matter of prayer for healing, for restoration, because of bad things that have happened in the past. Unfortunately, some men in the church, and I want to emphasize, it was not the church, but some men in the church did some very bad things. And with Pope St. John Paul the Great and Pope Francis, both of them have been quick to ask for forgiveness for Catholics who have done bad things in the past. And that's absolutely a beautiful thing to do, because we have to remember, my friends, there are residual effects to the sins of Catholics down through the centuries, of all of us. And one very powerful way to arrest the negative impact and influence is forgiveness. It's acknowledging the wrong, asking for forgiveness, and allowing healing to proceed. Folks, let me tell you, here at Catholic Answers, we do an enormous amount of what you just heard. That is clarifying the truth concerning our Catholic faith, what we really teach and what we don't teach. It is incredible how caricatured the Catholic faith is on a popular level in our culture and around the world. Folks, we need a voice like Catholic Answers, where you are always going to get a balanced response based on our Catholic faith, not individual opinions. We go by what Holy Mother Catholic Church teaches. Folks, how would you like to support that? Hey, you've got an opportunity right now. Please, folks, we need your help, because this is how we fund this broadcast for the next 3 months. And like I said before, Cy, I want to take it beyond just the next 3 months so we can do more than even that. But we need you now, folks, to meet this match this hour, the next hour, and to meet our goal. We've got a long way to go, but we need your help. And we've got 9 open lines right now. Please call 888-291-8000. Pick up that phone, folks. 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or you can text Catholic to 24365. We really need your help now.
888-291-8000 is the place where you can go and make your pledge, a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match for any pledge, one-time or recurring, of any amount right now during this hour. In order to be on track, we got to raise something like $45,000 this hour. So we got a lot of work to do. It's the last day of this pledge drive. We're going to continue to do our regular work. But if you've been thinking about supporting us, maybe you haven't been thinking about supporting us, but you realize we've got the need, we're sharing it with you, and you're willing to support us, pick up that phone and call right now. Take advantage of all the matches. Ask them about what matches are available. They'll help you with it. 888-291-8000. If you want to do it yourself, safe and secure online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or you can text the word Catholic to 24365. 24365. Text the word Catholic. I'm going to go to Tenna in Maryland, watching on YouTube right now, because I don't want to make it too easy on Tim. He's got to do two jobs. He's got to raise money. He's got to answer questions. That's we're not making it easy on him. Tenna, go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hi, Tim. God bless you.
Yes.
I just got accepted into Augustine Institute. God bless the Lord.
All right.
Praise God.
Catholic theology. And I'm learning that Catholic theology is the true church, is Jesus' body. Jesus, the church that Jesus has founded is the Catholic Church. But,
Amen.
You know, almost, it's like every time I say that, it's like I get persecuted, not like physically persecuted, but like attacked.
Yes.
And so I'm like, what is the limit of invincible ignorance? Why would a Protestant, well, for mostly Protestants, why would a Protestant be able to attain salvation even though they're persecuting Jesus' church?
Right.
Because just like Paul, Paul was persecuting the Christians, he was persecuting Jesus' body.
Yes.
So it seems illogical for a Protestant to attain
right.
glory from God.
Right.
But,
well,
I mean, I know.
Let me jump in. That's a very important question. And I think the answer to your question is found in the mercy of God. And first and foremost, his salvific will for all. As you know, brother, 1 Timothy 2:4, St. Paul tells us, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, God wills all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. God wills those Protestants, those Orthodox, those atheists, those Muslims, you name it, to be saved far more than we do, my friend. And so that's the foundation. God wills their salvation, right? Now, how do you end up in hell? You only end up in hell if you knowingly, and please remember, everyone listening, it is impossible to commit a sin accidentally, not even a venial sin. There's no such thing, because the will has to be engaged knowingly in order to sin. Very important principle. We find this everywhere in sacred scripture as well. In fact, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ tells us in John 15, verse 22, concerning the Jews who were persecuting him. He said, If I had not spoken to them, they would have no sin. But now I have spoken to them, their sin remains. Notice, even those that were persecuting Jesus had the possibility of salvation if they were doing so truly invincibly ignorant, and they were cooperating with God's grace in some way known to God alone, and God is the judge at the end of our lifetime. Very important principle here. And so our Protestant friends who are invincibly ignorant, that is, they do not know the truth and have never, and there's the limit of invincible ignorance you asked about, brother. It's not just ignorance, but invincible ignorance. That is, they do not know and are not responsible for their ignorance. And again, God is the judge of who these people are. But if they are invincibly ignorant and they cooperate with the grace of God where they are, they have the possibility of salvation. But my friend, there will be millions, I believe, and we do not know who they are, who will be lost, will stand before God's throne and say, as Jesus said in Matthew 7:21, Lord, Lord, did we not lay hands on the sick and they recovered? Did we not do all these wonderful things? And the Lord will say, depart from me. Why? Because they rejected the one true faith established on this earth by Jesus Christ. They rejected Jesus Christ and or his church. And in fact, as you mentioned, the church is Jesus Christ extended into this world. So in rejecting the church, you reject Jesus. If they hear you, they hear me, he said. If they reject you, they reject me. So always remember the mercy of God for those who are invincibly ignorant. It is possible for their salvation, but also we need to warn everyone, proclaim the gospel to everyone, because we know, objectively speaking, apart from the Catholic Church, there is no salvation. In fact, the quote-unquote exceptions we make are not really exceptions for those who are invincibly ignorant, because ultimately they are saved through the grace of God that comes alone through Jesus Christ and his church. But in God's mercy, they can be saved if they're invincibly ignorant, as I said before, and cooperate with God's grace. Folks, you know what? That is a very important question you just heard answered, and we get it a lot here at Catholic Answers. But folks, this is the reason why we need to be on the air. People need to hear the truth. We have just on that question, Cy Kellett, extremes to some who say everybody's going to be saved, some who say nobody's going to be saved unless you're on the registration list of a Catholic parish, whereas the truth is actually in the middle. And that's what we do here at Catholic Answers, is we present the fullness of the truth that the Catholic Church proclaims as necessary for salvation. Folks, can you help us to continue this? Because we need you right now. We've got a big goal ahead of us. We got to raise $95,000 today. And guess what? It starts with you. Can you do me and all the guys here at Catholic Answers a favor? Stop hemming and hawing. Don't think about, well, I'll do it maybe next time. Let's do it right now. Pick up that phone and dial right now, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text CATHOLIC to 24365.
888-291-8000. The lines got close to being filled up there. As Tim said, we started out with needing $94,000 today. That was a long stretch, but it's not impossible. Similar things have been done before, and with your help, we'll get there. We're going to need everybody. Large donors, small donors, medium. We're going to need everybody. 888-291-8000. Here with a report for us on how things are going is our director of development, Dave Matheson. Dave, thanks very much for coming in.
Well, thank you, Si. It's always good to be here. Often when I'm here in the studio, it's because you graciously allowed me the opportunity to sit in for you.
Yeah, graciously by being sick, usually.
And I will say, as much as I do enjoy the occasional times that I get to host the show, it seems like Tim and I have been on a pretty fair amount, which is always fun. These 3 days, four times a year, these 3 days are some of my favorite days of working at Catholic Answers because I and all of my colleagues were on the phones, we're talking to the regular folks. Amen. We're talking to the folks that Tim is talking to. He doesn't even realize exactly who he's talking to, but we find out because they call in to donate everything from $5 one time to $500 or even $1,000 a month and everything in between. And all of this is so important. And you guys have talked about this. If we hit $95,000 today, and I believe we're going to do it, it will be our biggest day ever.
Wow.
In all of the fund drives we've had, they are fun, but fund drives.
I know what you were saying.
Here for Catholic Answers Live. And I think let me mention a couple of things in particular. So one, those who support Catholic Answers Live are doing even more than just supporting the radio show, as important as it is.
Right.
You are also supporting, we've got a great app that we spent a bunch of money on 2 years ago. Donors helped us to do that, but we're always looking to improve it.
Yes.
And it's not free to make a very good app the best app, which is what we want to do. So the money that you donate today may well go to help make that app even better.
Which people around the world listen on that app.
That's
right.
So,
you know, you got a guy in Singapore. Maybe there's not a Catholic radio station there.
But probably he isn't.
He's got the app on his phone. He just
100%. So when you can carry Catholic Answers Live on your smartphone, even if you're in Singapore.
Yeah.
Another thing that people may not realize it supports is our burgeoning podcast network. So the podcast network right now is essentially two shows, right? It's Focus and it's Council of Trent. Right. Well, coming are four more podcasts.
That's huge.
One by Carlo Broussard.
Yeah.
One by Joe Heschmeyer. Jimmy Akin's Daily Defense podcast is coming at the first of the year. And we've got a fourth one. I'm not going to mention exactly who it is. It's going to be a very exciting one. A lot of people are going to love it. Again, this is not free. Folks, building out this podcast network, the Catholic Answers Podcast Network, is not free.
Amen.
Your donations are going to support that. And Si, let me mention two other things really quickly. One, we do not get any monetary support. We get some spiritual support, but no monetary support from the Vatican, from any bishops' conference, or any diocese. We are a completely lay-run and lay-funded organization.
So that's a good point. We forget to say that.
It is.
David.
And we have a $9 million budget. We're doing great work. $9 million, 45 or so employees, and we're doing amazing work. But think about, what if that $9 million could turn into $15 million? What if it could turn into $20 million thanks to it'll only happen through the generosity of our supporters.
Yeah, we're not going to put it on black and see if it comes up.
No. And we're not going to get a big check from Rome either.
You know,
that's not coming. Whether or not we wanted it, that would be a different conversation. But the point is, it is only the generosity of our Catholic Answers Live listeners, those who go to Catholic.com, those who send us checks and donate online. That's the reason we're able to do the work that we do. And then a lot of folks don't know that a great many of our employees donate right alongside you. Many of them, Si Kellett, Tim Staples, David Matheson, we're all Society 315 members.
Yes, we are.
We are all donors monetarily, not just with our time, because we also donate our time in many ways. we actually write checks to Catholic Answers because it's not just a job.
Right out of my account.
It comes right out of your bank account. It's not just a job. It's a passion for us.
Yeah.
So we want to give back in whatever way we can, and many of the employees here do give back monetarily. We're donating right alongside you, the listeners, and we're happy to do so with all the great work the Catholic Answers is doing.
You know, sometimes I wish I had that 10 million or 15 million because I really believe Catholic media, particularly Catholic radio, and I know that may sound kind of self-serving, is the way to evangelize now. I mean, it's not that we got to get rid of all the other ways, but this is, it's so obviously bearing enormous fruit all around the world, reminding Catholics of what their faith is, catechizing Catholics who got the bad catechesis of the 70s or 80s. And there was good catechesis there then, too. I'm not ripping on the catechism teachers, but there was a lot of places where it was bad. And now, you know, overcoming confusion, overcoming obstacles for people. I believe that our primary obligation is to share the good news of Jesus Christ, and I believe the best way to spend your money doing that nowadays is Catholic radio. I honestly do.
Right, yeah. And think about it this way, too, and we'll get back to calls here in a second, but think about it this way, too. We use the term radio, but it means so much more than it did maybe even 20 years ago. We're not just talking towers. We're talking a production here that, yes, it goes out over the towers. Some of our great partners like Spirit Catholic Radio in Omaha, that is a part of it. But radio today also means the broadcast on YouTube, the broadcast on the app. After the show, the live show is over, that person in Singapore or the Middle East or Ireland who can listen to it on their own time, we think of radio as being, 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time on my local Catholic radio station.
Right.
It is so much more today than it used to be, and your support helps us to evangelize the world in many ways, thanks to the product, which we call radio, but is really so much more.
Amen.
Yeah, I mean, it's content is what it is.
It's content. And
it's useful.
The radio tells you what it is, right? It helps you understand.
And we're so grateful to be on the radio.
No doubt.
Maybe you're listening to us on the radio right now. You can hear that a break is coming up. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. I'll give a quick report on where we are in raising our $94,000 we need to raise today when we get back. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
The best groovy music in Catholic radio. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm Cy Kellett, your host, and we're cruising along with Open Forum today. We'll continue with Open Forum next hour with Jimmy. So you're welcome to call and get your questions in for Tim or Jimmy, 888-318-7884. I want to give you a little update before we go back to the phones for Tim. We started out this hour 29 minutes ago. We went on the air. We started out needing to raise $94,000 today. We are at $76,000 right now. We need to raise $76,000 to be fully funded. So that would mean we're getting there. We're going to need to raise $25,000 every half hour for the next three half hours. With your help and God's grace, it's quite doable. $225,000 is the total that we need to raise in order to be fully funded. And that pays for all of this. And we're very, very proud of that. It's it's not even a few minutes of a network television show what it costs us to produce 3 months of this radio program, this television, the videos that we make, all of that. So we're within $76,000 now, and altogether we can do that. If you've been thinking about it, now's the time to call. We've got 17 of our colleagues on the phone lines ready to take your calls and seven calls on. So that means 10 of our colleagues just sitting around waiting. If you want to call and make that $5 one-time pledge, if you want to call and make a $5,000 pledge, they'll be happy to take the time with you, visit with you if you'd like. Maybe you want to share with them why you're giving, maybe something we can share on the air, or maybe you just want to get it done quickly, in which case just tell them, I got 2 minutes for this, and they'll get you out in almost certainly under 2 minutes. It'll all be done. So easy. Perfect time to call. We need $76,000 to be fully funded in the next hour and a half. 888-318-7884 is the number to call to ask Tim questions. If you want to make a pledge, then call 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That's not bad. $76,000. That's nothing.
Glad you have such faith, Cy.
God's got plenty of money.
All right, He's you guys got to stop making me so nervous, all right? And pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. You know what, guys? It's such a blessing. As Cy, we've said over these last 4 hours, it's such a blessing to be able to do this, to see the lives change, to hear the testimonies of people who say, I'm receiving the Eucharist because of you guys, the greatest gift in the universe. But folks, we can't do it. We really can't without you. So folks, we've got only five people right now that have called, that are on the line right now. There's number six, and we've got 17 lines. That means we have 11 open lines. Folks, pick up that phone right now, 888-291-8000. Or again, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com anytime. And just drop your money right in there. It works. That internet thing works. Or text Catholic to 24365.
All right, back to the regular phone lines I go, and I'd ask you all to keep it down a little bit because calling from the middle of the night, I know it's the middle of the night in Uganda, and John is on the line, and he's going to go, I'm sure, going straight to bed after this. So I'm talking quietly. John in Uganda, you there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Thanks for calling in the middle of the night. You having trouble sleeping?
Yes, I'm having trouble sleeping.
Oh, I'm sorry, John. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Okay. So my question is that I don't remember which particular Catholic Answers apologist it was that said this, but I think it was probably Mr. Jimmy Akin. And he said that part what it means to be part of the body of Christ is that we kind of are like atoms and molecules in Jesus's body. If that is that a biological reality, what does it mean to be part of the mystical body of Christ? Does that make us real biological relatives of Jesus? And would that mean that Mary is our biological mother?
Right.
Wow, John,
right.
Thank you so much.
Great question. And no, this is not a matter of biology. In fact, this is one of the points that St. Paul makes. For example, in Galatians 3:27, when he's teaching on baptism, he teaches that baptism, not just in Galatians 3:27, but he explicitly says it in Colossians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, that baptism is the circumcision of Christ, right? So He says in Galatians 3:27 that we have all been baptized into Christ, where there is no longer male nor female, bond nor free, Jew nor Greek, for all are one in him. And remember, he also says in Romans chapter 2, verse 27 and 28, he is not a true Jew who has received the circumcision of the flesh, but he who has received the circumcision of the Spirit. So Abraham is our spiritual father. We are incorporated into Jesus Christ. No longer is it a sort of fleshly reality, emphasis on the circumcision of the flesh, but now it is the circumcision of the Spirit, which is baptism. Jesus came to unify all of mankind in this spiritual reality we call the body of Christ through the sacraments, most especially in this instance, baptism. So, brother, thanks so much for your call, and thank you all for your calls. And I haven't said it yet today, but I try to say this every time. Thank each and every one of you that have given. I know it's difficult times right now. I know how hard it is for me and my wife, Valerie, to feed seven kids every day with the prices going through the roof. It is really difficult. I don't know about you, Cy. I know you probably eat as much as my seven kids together, but hey.
That is, what?
I'm
just
kidding.
Out of the blue.
I'm
he drops
kidding.
That, and the guys in the booth think that's hilarious. Knock it off, all of you. It's not funny.
But the bottom line is, we understand how difficult it is. We really do. And so we thank you. For many of you, it is a sacrifice. But I know this as well. There are many of you who can do that $10,000 gift.
Sorry, I'm just opening some food.
You can do that $5,000 gift, that $2,000 gift, much easier than most. Can I ask you guys now to chip in right now? Because we've got to make this thing. We've got to raise this money, folks. Please. We need that $10,000 gift. We still haven't gotten it. We need some $5,000, $2,000, $1,000 gifts. And as I always say, Cy Kellett, do not let the devil lie to any of you and tell you your $25 gift doesn't matter. We need all. And in fact, we live on those $25 a month gifts. And you know what? I haven't mentioned this either today. Folks, I got so excited yesterday because it hit me that with this added match we have of 70,000, I think it is.
I don't know how much is used up, but that's what they gave us.
For matching 70, gifts, my goodness. If you call in right now and do a monthly gift of just $25 a month, that's $300 a year, that becomes $900. It's triple matched. Folks, now is the time. Call 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
Been a while since we've been to those other phones, so I'm going to go get a question and let Tim answer a question. The number, again, to give, 888-291-8000. Please fill up those phone lines. I'll check again in a few minutes and let you know where we are, how close we are. But just a few minutes ago when we checked, it was $76,000 to raise in an hour and a half. So your help, very, very welcome. I'm going to go to Christopher in Los Angeles, listening on the Catholic Answers app, that app we just talked about. Christopher, we're glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Tim, please.
Hey, how are you guys doing? God bless you guys.
You too, thank you.
My question is, I used to come from a Protestant background, and it really wasn't clear. It was more on like whatever the pastor said, as far as I had different questions or answers to this question, is pretty much what happens after we die. Some of them told me we go directly to be before the Lord and we're judged, and then some of them said we go to sleep. I just want clarity.
Okay.
Great question. Well, for every human being that has ever or will ever die, when we die, we go to what's called the particular judgment. And you see this in Hebrews 9:27. It's appointed for each man once to die, and then the judgment. It's implied, I'd say more than implied, but at least implied in Jesus' parable of the rich man and Lazarus in Luke chapter 16. Because remember, Lazarus, the poor man, is suffering terribly in this life, while the rich man, unnamed, is, you know, living the life of luxury. They both die, but then notice, they each go to their reward, which implies, remember, the rich man was in hell. He was suffering torments. The poor man is in paradise, basically, in the bosom of Abraham. So again, you have an immediate judgment. So we will either go to heaven, hell, and of course, purgatory is a pit stop on the way to heaven for those who are not fully purified on the way. Now, as far as the nature of this goes, I should mention as well, at the end of time, there is a final reckoning or a final judgment because, you know, all of the sins and righteous deeds we've done will not see their full impact at the time we die. At the end of time, there will be another final judgment for all where we will all see how all things work together for good for those who love God, you know, as we see in Romans chapter 8, 28, that final reckoning. Now, the nature of these places, when we talk about, you know, what is purgatory, what is heaven, what is hell, is beyond our ability to comprehend. Because we're talking about, you know, when it comes to heaven, for example, 1 Corinthians 2, 9 says, eyes not seen, ears not heard, nor is it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. Now, we get little hints of things, like we'll be able to travel at the speed of thought. You know, we'll be able to walk through walls like Jesus did, right? We'll have, we won't even have the ability to suffer at all. No tears, no suffering is even possible, right? We will also, of course, and the essence of heaven is we will possess God in the beatific vision, which is beyond anything we can fathom. To see God, not with our eyeballs, but comprehend with our minds, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's the first principle of life in heaven that will blow our minds. And again, it's beyond what we can fathom. Hell, on the flip side, is beyond anything we can fathom as well, because whatever you can imagine, it's worse. Being eternally separated from God for all eternity. And purgatory, of course, the souls there have the joy of knowing they are saved, but they suffer because they have those minor defects that have to be purified. And it's not fun. You don't want to be in purgatory. You want to be in heaven. Folks, you know what? Questions like these, and we only have a couple of minutes here, especially today,
a long way to go.
Answer these questions. We could spend an hour, and in fact, we have. We've done some focuses and other shows on the last things. But folks, these questions are so important, aren't they? Talking about eternity, where we're going to spend eternity and such. There are simply no more important questions that anyone can ask. And we are here for you to give answers, and not just answers, but Catholic answers, folks, to these questions. And we are going to do it, God willing, until Jesus comes or until you guys stop giving. That's the bottom line. And, folks, we need you right now. All right, we've got some more phone lines opened up for you right now. We've got 21 phone lines now. We had 16, now we have 21. But we only have five that have called. So that means we have 16 open lines. We need you right now, folks. And remember, those monthly gifts, man, you just give $10 a month. And what are we talking about? $330. You give $10.
With all the matches that are available, yes.
I mean, it is phenomenal, the opportunity for monthly giving right now. You give $1,000, my friends. And what does that become? $36,000. Oh, Mike, I can't even think that high, Si. But this is, folks, this is an opportunity. And, folks, you can call right now and be that one to give that $10,000 gift, and I guarantee you, you will send this whole building shouting and praising God when you call and give that gift of that $10,000 or that $5,000, $2,000, $1,000, or that $10 a month. Please, folks, pick up the phone now at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and remember, you can text Catholic to 24365.
888-291-8000. More questions to answer right after this, but perfect time to call. We'll take a very quick, maybe 60-second break and be right back to answer questions. 888-291-8000. Let me stress, last time I checked, we were at 76,000 to go to be fully funded by the end of this hour and the next hour, and it hasn't budged much since then. So we are in need. Please pick up that phone and make your pledge. 888-291-8000.
Listen. Have a question? Listen. We've got answers.
Catholic Answers.
Love it. Live.
You've heard that St. Paul Street Evangelization supports hundreds of teams of evangelists sharing the good news. But did you know that some of these teams are public prayer stations? Set up a sign on the sidewalk and offer prayer and encouragement to those you encounter. Everyone needs prayer. Try this new method of witnessing to Jesus. Contact St. Paul Street Evangelization to get started at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. As I've been saying for the last couple days, we're so grateful to all those folks who have made a $10 a month pledge, a new pledge, a $20 a month new pledge, maybe able to do 30 or 40. I mean, we've even had one guy, he did maybe more than one, but I know of one that did 417 a month. Those monthly pledges are our lifeblood. But
yes,
sometimes we get into the last, you know, hour and a half. And in addition to that, we are going to need some large one-time gifts if you can do it.
Yes.
If you're one of those people who, and I know, most of us, this is out of our league, but there are people, like Tim said, who can say, okay, I'll throw $10,000 in the pot. And it's not a terrible burden on you. It's, you know, the kids aren't going to go hungry. Even if your whole entire family eats less than me, they're not going to go. So if you are one of those especially blessed people and you could do a $2,000, a $4,000, maybe a $5,000 or $10,000 gift right now, we are going to need you. I'm just letting you know, in order to make it, I do believe we can, but we are going to need a little bit of extra help. 888-291-8000. I don't want to keep Tim off the phones talking
with
people,
though.
So I'm going to leave that in your hands. You know what our need is right now. I'll tell you where we are. While Tim's taking this call, I'll add it up and tell you exactly where we are and what we need to raise in the next hour and 15 minutes. 888-291-8000. Now we go to Gil in the Bronx, our good friend Gil in the Bronx, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Gil, welcome back. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Lord, thank you.
Yes.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Si.
Hi, yes. Gil.
As always, I send you guys an electronic hug. I miss you, Tim Staples. I hope you remember me. I'm the blind caller that calls sometimes.
I will never forget you, Gil. What's on your mind, brother?
I'm unforgettable.
Yes, you are. What's on your mind?
I have a question about, do you believe in a sovereignty of God, and what's the biblical support for it, and how does predestination play in the role as Catholics? What do they believe about the sovereignty of God? Because I know Romans 8:29 says, to those God formerly also predestinated to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that they might be the first among many brothers. Yes.
Sure. Well, here's the deal. Yes, of course we believe in the sovereignty of God, my friends, and really the sovereignty of God is rooted in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In order to create, we need infinite power to bring something from nothing. And so we're talking about an infinitely, absolutely all-powerful God. And so you know what? He can't be anything but sovereign. He is absolutely in charge of everything. And I always like to point folks to Isaiah chapter 45. And when we talk about the sovereignty of God, normally in the Old Testament especially, but you see it in the New as well, it's connected to the creative power of God. For example, when the Lord says in Isaiah 45, 1, to his quote-unquote anointed Cyrus, remember Cyrus was a monster, he was not a nice guy, the leader of Persia, and yet God calls him his anointed. Why? Because even though this man was doing tremendous evil, God says, I am using him to bring blessing upon my people, Israel, right? And it's in that context of showing God's sovereignty in a wicked man like Cyrus that he will say, skip down to verse 5, I am the Lord, there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I gird you, though you do not know me, that men may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. And then look at verse 7. I form light, and I create darkness. I make weal. Weal means good, right? I make weal, and I create woe. Woe, in Hebrew here, is evil. I am the Lord. I do all these things. Now, of course, we know God does not directly, immediately create moral evil, but whether we're talking about God immediately causing or his permissive will, ultimately everything, even your sin's guilt, and Cy Kell and Tim Staples, in a sense, God has to give us permission before we can even sin. Because of course God could stop anything he wants to stop, and in many, many different ways. Now, when it comes to predestination, we know that predestination is a way that St. Paul uses, and by the way, this is human terms because there is no predestination with God. There's no before and after with God. This is a way we look at the sovereignty of God, that all things are under his control. However, predestination does not mean that he predestined some for heaven and some for hell. That's where the Calvinists err. No, because within God's providential plan, he has given us free will that is determinative in the things that he says they are determinative, with him ultimately being in control. And in this case, our salvation. We can either choose to cooperate with God's will for our salvation, or we can choose to reject his, at least his antecedent will for our salvation. And we will be damned, not because of anything God did, but because of our choice. Folks, that question has baffled theologians for many centuries. And there is in the Catholic Church some leeway when it comes to the understanding of this, but I just presented you the parameters set up by sacred scripture and tradition as it's interpreted by the Magisterium of the Church that saves people from the dark extreme of Calvinism that would have God creating people to go to hell and, as Calvin said, impelling them to go to hell. And it also keeps us from an understanding that would have us puppets who don't really have free will that is determinative on the most important things in this life. The Catholic Church, again, takes us right down that middle course that we find in Scripture. Folks, can you help us? Because we are really, we're coming to the end of the line this first hour, and I'm afraid we're going to leave it all on Jimmy's lap here because...
Well, let me give you a report. Okay. Because I said I would. We started out needing $94,000 today in order to be fully funded. We went down to 76, kind of stalled there for a little while, but now we are at $63,000 needed to raise in the next hour and 9 minutes.
Oh,
an hour
my
and 9 minutes to raise $63,000.
All right, folks. That still means we're leaving a lot on the lap of Jimmy for the next hour. Folks, we need you to come through right now in these last 9 minutes. Can you do me a favor and call 888-291-8000? 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or text CATHOLIC to 24365. But we need some of you right now to give that $1,000 gift, that $2,000 gift, that $5,000, and we still have yet to get that $10,000 gift. Pick up that phone right now, folks. We really do need you. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. This entire hour, I have not even mentioned the gifts for recurring donations. So if you'd be willing to make that recurring donation, as I said a few minutes ago, we're going to need everybody. So if you're able to make that large one-time donation to help us get fully funded, we do need that. But I don't want to discourage anybody. There's that special match just for new monthly pledges. If you've never made a monthly pledge before and you want to come in at $10 a month, there's money available for it to be tripled because of the various matches we have going. So 888-291-8000. If you come in at the $10 a month level, you're a member of our Society 315. You get all kinds of exclusive content. We were just producing some of it the other morning here in this studio. Throughout the year, we send you exclusive content, interviews, conversations with folks of interest to you. We also send you a t-shirt and a car magnet and some coupons to use at the Catholic Answers shop. If you can come at the $20 a month level, all that, yours, but we'll also add Behold Your Mother, Tim's wonderful book on Mary, and Jimmy's book, The Bible is a Catholic Book. If you can do $45 a month or more, in addition to all that I just mentioned, we'll be able to add the brand new book from Trent Horn, Devil's Advocate, facing my inner anti-Catholic. And I want to mention the two highest giving levels. At $84 a month, you're a member of our President's Club. Lots of benefits come with President's Club and Founders Circle. So I'll ask you to look those up or just call and say, could you review for me what I get if I'm in the President's Club? And they'll let you know. And then the highest level is called the Founders Circle. Some very special things come with that because it makes such a big difference to us. That's $417 a month. And I'm loath to mention it, except we've already had some folks come in at the $417 a month level. So I know that there are folks who can do it. 8 people on our phones right now and 22 of our colleagues ready to take your calls. Please call now, 888-291-8000. You are not going to be keeping anybody else off the phone lines because there's plenty of lines open.
Amen.
888-291-8000. $63,000 to raise in a little more than an hour. Can we do it? Only with your help.
We have some folks still on the line. Hang in there. Jimmy Akin is coming in the next hour to give you more Catholic answers. But folks, we really need your help right now. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. Do not stop calling during the break, my friends. We need your help. I want Cy to be able to come on the air tomorrow and say, we made it.
We did it.
And then some.
And we've made it with your help out of tough spots before. So I am full of confidence we can get that $63,000 into the bank, and then we'll pay all the bills for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000. Or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you prefer to text, just text the word Catholic to 24365. A very quick break. Make your call now. You won't miss anything when Jimmy comes back. Here's the number again, 888-291-8000. Thanks, Tim.
All right, brother.